Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The United States is edging closer to hitting the target President Biden set for 70% of all adults to get vaccinated by Independence Day. Overall, nearly 150 million people are fully inoculated against COVID-19. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID deaths have fallen below 300 a day for the first time since the start of the outbreak a year and a half ago. China's resisting global pressure to open its doors to another scientific team that wants to further investigate the origins of the coronavirus. Here's NPR's Will Stone with details.
The probe into the source of the coronavirus reached an impasse after a team of scientists visited Wuhan earlier this year and came to no firm conclusions about the source of the outbreak. Since then, speculation that the virus escaped from a lab has grown. President Biden has ordered intelligence agencies to examine that possibility, as well as the prevailing theory that an animal carrying the virus somehow infected a human. A report is due by the end of the summer. The WHO maintains it's pressing forward with the second phase of the investigation. But the Chinese government says it considers its portion of the investigation done and wants the probe to look at other countries. Will Stone, NPR News.
In a matter of weeks, eligible families will start receiving payments of up to $300 for each child in their household. Those benefits will go out every month until the end of the year. But in her visit to Pittsburgh today, Vice President Kamala Harris says the hope is that the credit remains permanent.
So we are working as an administration with all our friends to extend it for years and years through our American Families Plan, which is what we are negotiating now and talking about in Washington, D.C.
Overall, it's been a warm reception for the vice president so far. She visited a group of children attending camp free of charge, and she took note of apparently inspiring artwork in a classroom telling one young camper totally in the lines. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 500 points after its worst week since October. NPR's David Gurr reports the Nasdaq and the S&P have also regained ground.
Stocks lost ground last week after the Fed Reserve said it expects it'll raise interest rates twice in 2023, sooner than expected. It also forecasted higher inflation. That sell-off gathered more steam after James Bullard, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, suggested the Fed could start raising rates next year. Investors will get a chance to hear from other policymakers this week. On Tuesday, the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, will be on Capitol Hill. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Dow's risen 586 points, 1.7% since the open at 33,876. The Nasdaq is up 112 points at 14,143. This is NPR News. A judge hears arguments today over the results of November's general election in Georgia's most populous county. The court will decide whether to dismiss a lawsuit that alleges there was improper ballot counting as well as fraudulent ballots in Fulton County, which includes Atlanta. Nine voters who filed the suit want to inspect 147,000 absentee ballots in question. Several lightning-caused wildfires have ignited in recent days throughout northern and central Arizona. From member station KNAU, Ryan Heinches reports the Southwest continues to experience hot and dry conditions and extreme fire danger.
Officials say dry thunderstorms have sparked more than a dozen wildfires in heavily forested areas north of Prescott. One blaze exploded in Growth Sunday and spread across the Sycamore Canyon wilderness, popular with hikers and backpackers, creating a smoke plume visible throughout the region. Dolores Garcia is a spokesperson with the incident management team.
The wind was the critical factor in a lot of what we're seeing over the last few days. The conditions are so dry that it doesn't take much wind at all.
Another wildfire that started last week in the region's Mugeyon Rim country is bearing down on two small communities that have been ordered to evacuate. Officials say resources are being spread thin amid drought and record heat that's fueled an already busy fire season in Arizona. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
A manhunt is underway for a man who shot and wounded a sheriff's deputy in rural eastern Iowa. The Linn County sheriff says his first time in nearly 50 years that a deputy from his office has been shot. The deputy's reported to be in stable condition. This is NPR News.